Even right now, just put your hands about an inch apart from one another, if you can, with your palms facing one another. Some of you healers out there, you already know this stuff, but just do it. Entertain yourself. And put your hands and just imagine this energy that is being transmitted from your hands into the palm of the other hand, so hand to hand. And imagine that you're getting someone to energetically, so maybe a guru or God or something, is going to bring your hands together in prayer, so or namaskaram or namaste, and they're holding your hands. And they're just taking your hands and saying, it's good. It's all good. And feel that energy now. What is it doing? Is it traveling up your arms? Do you feel it coming into your chest? Do you feel your heart? Maybe you want to take a breath and your heart is beating a little bit. Do you feel energy coming up your neck and into your head? Do you feel energy going down into your stomach, into the guts, the back, down the legs, and even into the feet? As this being or many beings are holding on to your hands. That's how you know. We're all surrounded by divine beings. And you can put different names on these divine beings, it doesn't matter. But when you're in prayer and when you use these spiritual tools or these services or these programs to support you, your life will unfold in a beautiful, beautiful way. Double beautiful, right? So again, just as I'm talking, you can just keep doing this where your hands are about an inch apart and then you feel the energy. And then you feel a being who comes and takes his or her hands and brings them on the outside of yours, and so that your hands come together in prayer position or namaste, namaskaram. And they're holding you. And then the energy that gets transmitted, you start to feel it. It's a tingling. Or there's some heat or something moving through the arms and into the chest and into the neck and the head. And the heart is pounding a little bit. And you want to take a breath because you want to expand to get that energy into you. And then the energy is moving down through the organs in the gut. And then maybe in the back you might feel some releasing. Or you might notice some pain and you can ask that energy to just release. And then the energy is moving down the legs into the feet. And you're still holding on. This being or beings are holding on to you, supporting you. So we're always being supported, we're always being handheld. But just know that when you put your hands together in prayer, this energy within you is going to be amplified when you call on these beings. And they will be there to support you and then show you what you need to do next. So the gurus are there, and this week we're coming into a waning cycle of the moon, so that means that we're going to get blessings from Lord Ganesha, which was, I guess, yesterday, the fourth waning moon, and going into the eighth waning moon, which is for, in a few days, which is for Kalabhairava. And Kalabhairava is the god of time, so he will help us to take us out of slow time, so we won't have to wait to get the right signal for us. Hey, are you there yet? Did you wake up to this? Do you know how this is really important that you address? This is going to mess your life up if you don't address it. As much as it is hard for you, you got to do this. You got to break that pattern, break that cycle. And if you can't do it and you've done everything humanly possible, then I will come and do it. I will control the planets so they get on your side, because it doesn't look like you're able to do that either. So Kalabhairava is a a very powerful energy within us and outside of us that can protect us from slow time. And once we go in slow time, then things can be more controlled. You can see very clearly, ooh, my life flashed before my eyes. It could have been this, and it's not. So that's how you know he's protecting you from a situation that could devastate you or be devastating or to others. So Kala Bhairava is the eighth waning moon, and then going into the 13th is a Pradosham. 11th and 12th along the way are moons that are good to call on to Vishnu, and Vishnu's energy will help us to manifest our projects. So I'm thinking that some of us are still playing with our prayer hands and enjoying the blessings coming from the spiritual beings that are surrounding us. And maybe it's time that we go into prayer so we can meditate a little deeper on the energies that are available this week. And then as the week rolls out, we've already said hi to them. We've opened the door to them today, and they're going to show up in our lives every day, and we'll see them. And we'll be grateful that we did see them because we practiced being with them ahead of time. So let's close our eyes. You can keep your hands in prayer position if you want. In fact, we'll go through the process again. First, we'll invoke Ganesha, whose energy is so readily available during this year, 2016. So we're halfway through the year, a little bit past. If you haven't connected with Ganesha's energy in a way that he's removing all obstacles in your life, regardless of whether you are aware of them or not, he's been doing it, then let's get his blessings to do it so that we know. So putting your attention on the base of the spine, your eyes are closed and your awareness now is at the base of the spine. Visualize a reddish orangish light. If you can't see it, just imagine it being there. You may feel heat, a hotter temperature, a tingling, or an expansion, or some presence is there. You may even see Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. You might feel his energy tingling down or moving through your legs into the feet. And if you don't, just with your awareness, imagine you pushing that reddish-orangish light down or allowing it to go down the legs and into the feet, and see how you feel. You might feel a lightness of being, and it's a bit strange, or an expansion, like you're growing bigger. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Let these sounds these mantras, these power sounds, power words of God, the divine being, to remove obstacles, congested energies in that lower chakra and down into the feet, so that you don't have survival anxiety. You trust that the divine is going to carry you, even though your feet are off the ground, the divine is carrying you. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Let the sounds haunt you. Let them always be there. They're following you. They're going, moving through you. Now focus your attention on the base of the spine. We're going to open up all the chakras to a new level of understanding of who you are now. Starting at the base of the spine. Feel it. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Ooh. Feel it. Move into the throat. Feel it. Move in to the third eye, the midbrain, the middle of your brain. Oh. Feel it. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Feel. Na. Earth. Move into the navel, the belly button. Ma. Feel ma, water. Move up to the middle of your chest, the heart center. She. Fire. Feel it. Move up to the throat, the mouth, the tongue. Va. Va. Feel it. Wa is air. Feel the air, the prana, the life force, purifying the throat, the mouth, the tongue. Ya is in the two eyes and the two brains. Ya is space, the Akash. The Akashic records are being erased that are harming you. The Akashic records are being rewritten in a good way for you. From head to toe, you're feeling control of the Kundalini. The energy within you that has been raised by your awareness, your attention to the sounds that are protecting each chakra. Now visualize a veil as your backbone and brain. A veil is like a spear. The shaft of the spear or veil is your backbone. The head of the spear or veil is your brain. The tip pierces the top of the skull. Hold on to this image in your backbone and brain, implanted. If it's not easy for you to do, then we're going to empower it by imagining Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. And a beam of light pierces your third eye from his third eye. You can see him in his physical form or in a light form, or just imagine him being there. Feel the veil or spear come alive in your backbone and brain. With this empowerment, beam of light entering your third eye, lighting up the spear, lighting up the veil. From Dr. Pillai, Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Absorb the light. Absorb the vibrations of the mantras that are invoking his grace and blessings. Empowering that veil, that image of a spear as your backbone and brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel the heat. Feel the vibration in the rest of your body radiating out from the spear, the veil. Om. Om is the veil. I'm is the intelligence to create a better reality. Reem. Protection from the impossibility buster, Hanuman. Sarvalokaya. From everywhere, every aspect of your being, every realm. Adityaya. Shining like millions of suns. Shiva Sadguru. The form of Shiva, the balanced, the highest balanced form of Shiva. She is the masculine energy within you. Va is the feminine energy within you. It's totally, totally balanced. It's holding on to this Kundalini energy. It's holding on to the image of the veil. Bhavaya Swaha. We're asking this highest form of Shiva, coming from Dr. Pillai, the most balanced Shiva energy, the highest, empowering you to rise up to that height of your being, your intelligence, your God self, empowering this veil within your backbone and brain that has the ability to manage or handle this Kundalini energy, this goddess energy that has the ability to create anything you want, to attract anything you want, to sustain it, to dispel any negativity. Now we'll call in Kalabhairava, whose energy can help us to come out of slow time, where things can happen miraculously, regardless if it's slow time, fast time, miracles, in every single thought, word, action. Imagine this energy coming up the veil from about the heart center up, shooting up through the brain, through the skull, and resting about 12 inches above the skull. You may see a red being. At that point, that energy is Kalabhairava. Keep imagining Dr. Pillai empowering your third eye. Sending a beam, piercing it from his third eye. Imagine the veil from Lord Murga. Om is the veil. Imagine Ganesha pushing the Kundalini up. Imagine Kalabhairava, your connection to him, his energy, 12 inches above the top of your skull. Now there's a light that's moving up, shooting up from your heart center to that point 12 inches above your skull. Continuously, like fireworks going up. Would you move Bhairava? 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 Odimo Bhairava. Odimo Bhairava. Odimo Bhairava. Odimo Bhairava. Feel as if you're being pulled up with that light stream from the heart center up 12 inches above the top of the skull. Your third eye is being empowered with a beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, lighting up your brain, lighting up the veil. The head of the veil is your brain, the shaft is your backbone. Ganesha's energy at the base of your spine is pushing the kundalini to be moving anything out of the way. That is preventing it from manifesting intelligence, miraculous energy and power and grace and divinity up to your brain, piercing all the chakras on the way up. The energy is radiating out into your feet and hands. Bring your hands together in front of you, about an inch apart, in prayer position. Feel the energy being transmitted through the palms. Imagine a divine being, Dr. Pillai, a god, a goddess, anyone you want, anyone who comes to you, to take hold of your hands from the outside, press them together gently. Feel the energy radiating up your arms, activating this whole process within you, from head to toe, surrounding you. Feel the grace. Feel the blessings of your highest self being expressed for you in this moment. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Receive it, receive it. Make a prayer of gratitude to yourself, your highest self, for being open, receptive to the blessings today. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world, peace, 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 peace. And the meditation, the mind process, the prayer. Relax, let go. You can keep your eyes closed and slowly open them as you wish. Just take your time. Allow yourself to come back to your surroundings, your body as it is. Enjoy the new energy that has come in. Slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.